Studio 360.
On this episode of Studio 360, we are looking at some of the very different kinds of movement called dance. Like when it's meant to teach people about anatomy. A few years ago, the choreographer Jody Oberfelder staged an immersive piece called Four Chambers, in which audience members were taken on a metaphorical trip through the four chambers of the heart. And it wasn't entirely metaphorical and romantic. In fact, it got Studio 360's former producer Julie Burstein thinking about CPR.
When was the last time you felt another person's beating heart? Perhaps you placed your hand on the back of your sleeping child and felt the rhythm through his slender ribs. Or you were pressed against your lover so close you felt both your hearts throbbing. What about your own heart? Have you missed the pulse it tattoos through your body every moment?
We're a major percussive instrument.
Choreographer Jody Oberfelder wants you to pay attention.
Trying to get one human being to go inside another human being's encasement, to give them an experience of what's inside their body.
In Jody Oberfelder's Four Chambers, one of her dancers will look into your eyes, take your hand, and pull you into the piece.
Will you come with me?
Each of us becomes part of the dance, and for a non-dancer, someone like me who lives mostly in her head, the experience can be unsettling. I thought I was going to watch a dance, not be in one.
I love it when people come in and they're really resistant, and you see the dancers crack their code. You can't, like, be all over them and start to climb them like a tree. They'll freak. So the directive there is, you know, ease into it. Go slow. Don't sneak up from behind. Put your shoulder next to them. Just let a very soft touch happen first. Because then they'll see, oh, it's just skin.
My guide through Four Chambers was a young woman named Mercedes Searer. After gliding across the wooden floor with her for a few minutes, she took my hand and placed it on her chest, above her heart. And then she placed her hand on my heart.
It's in some ways a lot more intimate than actual romantic intimacy that you have to really think about the organs or have someone really feel, like, physically see and feel the changes that are happening throughout this piece.
We all have that ability to touch someone and to heal.
I had invited Holly Anderson to go to the performance with me. She's a cardiologist at New York Presbyterian Hospital.
I think human intimacy and touch is really important, and I know as a physician I do it all the time with people. In fact, I become acutely aware that sometimes I'm the only person that this person touches.
In a way, Holly Anderson is responsible for Four Chambers. In a conversation with Jody Oberfelder, Holly said that she tells all of her cardiology patients to dance.
Dancing is the best exercise. And you don't have to go to a dance class. I mean, what's great about dancing is it's to music. It's fun. It takes posture. It takes aerobic activity. It takes, you know, if you're really doing a dance, it takes memory. And if you're doing it with other people, there's social skills. You know, I think it's the perfect activity for your heart.
For this run of Four Chambers, Jody Oberfelder and her team of dancers and designers transformed the basement of an old hospital in Brooklyn into a mysterious series of performance spaces. In the first and last rooms, we danced. In other rooms, we watched videos about the heart, or we were hooked up to pulse oximeters. These registered the changes in our breath and heartbeat when a persistent man on a video asked us questions.
What is your greatest fear?
After our interrogation, Mercedes parted a scrim of red fabric, and we entered a room draped entirely in scarlet.
There was one room that was just way too creepy. I mean, this used to be a hospital, and this was the room where they washed down the bodies and packaged them up. And the dancers were at first, I don't think we can use this room. You see that drain pipe right there? Like, we could trip on that. So we built a floor over the drain pipes, and we've treated the walls so that they're not hard green tile anymore. They're actually just the opposite, but the ghosts of that room are still in there.
This is where Four Chambers suddenly became intense.
When people say they have their finger on the pulse of something,
making eye contact with each other,
they are in the know.
Nothing happens. Heartbeat. They run, slam into a wall. Then they cross the space, quickly running, slamming into another wall. Then again, a third time, barely missing each other, slamming back out into the space with the audience members. I begin looking down at my chest and digging, pulling the skin apart at the breastbone, digging my fingernails in as though I'm trying to get past the bone into my chest. Some dancers are pressed against their audience members. Others are standing on their own, pressing their hand in. I reach in, trying to get to my heart. I imagine that I'm digging through the viscera, trying to get to my heart. I imagine that I've found it. My arm is gripping, my hand is gripping it. And as the violin comes up, we begin to squeeze the organ as though we're trying to restart it. And drop to the ground. Just for a moment, dancers bounce back up, looking up at their audience members, and then collapse once, twice, third time, feet slamming.
We call that section the CPR section, where the movement is violent, actually. CPR is really violent. This was actually, we call that the Ish phrase.
That's choreographer Ishmael Houston Jones, who tells the story of his own heart attack on one of the videos.
And the doctor said, oh, the right side is completely blocked and there's been some heart damage. And we're going to have to operate tomorrow and give you a bypass, and explain what a bypass was. The nurse came in and prayed for me, which made me a little uneasy. When I got down to the operating room, the other nurse asked me if I wanted to walk, which I did, and then we walked in arm in arm.
It was shocking to have somebody my age just suddenly have a blocked heart.
Four Chambers doesn't end here in this scarlet room with a heart attack taking place on the floor. The dancers rise and continue to dance with us until they send us out the door.
There's places to reflect on what is a life. And I think that's where I am in my life right now. It's not going to last forever. The heart is an apt metaphor for what keeps you alive, and an apt metaphor, I think, for all emotions. Even though the heart doesn't think, it definitely registers what you're thinking and feeling.
We all know the things we're supposed to do to take care of our hearts. But Four Chambers made me feel them with a different sense of urgency. After the performance, I even signed up for a class in CPR. What this piece does, what art knows how to do, perhaps more powerfully than science, is to enable us to feel our hearts, their power, and their fragility.
I put two hands on her chest. I start to back up from her, looking at her. Slowly, music drops out. I drop out.
Jody Oberfelder's Four Chambers was performed in New York in 2013 and 2014, part one of a dance trilogy about the body, followed by the brain piece. The final installment, this May, is called Madame Ovary and features music by the composer Missy Mazzoli, who was here recently talking about her homesteading opera. Julie Burstein produced our story about the heart piece with help from another Studio 360 alumnus, Josh Rogerson.